Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick. It's time for this week's matchups episode for the defense. This big game against the Pittsburgh Steelers coming up. Huge divisional playoff implications. And joining me to do that always is co-host Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how are you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be back for another big-time matchup, like you mentioned, divisional matchup against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Winner of this matchup takes the home AFC North lead for halfway of the season.
Yeah, and it's a tenuous lead. If the Ravens win this game, they'll still have to beat the Steelers at home probably to win the division. A split does not look good for them from a tiebreaker perspective. But a loss in this game will make it nearly impossible for the Ravens to come back and win the division. So they're only a three-point favorite in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh certainly with their best chance to beat the Ravens in this game. They certainly had their way with the Ravens the last couple of years. So some of those games didn't matter. Some of them, you know, didn't have Lamar Jackson in 2022 for some of that. But these are games that the Ravens need to win, and there can't be any excuses about them. Yep. So we're starting with the defensive side here, Frazier. Why don't you start us off?
For my first matchup tonight, I have the Ravens front four versus the Pittsburgh offensive line. Last week, we saw a little juice from the four-man pass rush after it took a little lag from earlier success that we had this season. Looking for guys like Jones and Madubuike to really take a big step up this year. They've done good all year, but a crucial game like this, divisional game for the lead on the line. I expect those two to take a lot of the burden. I also look for Tavius Robinson to kick inside and to continue to be a factor. He's been effective there. Obviously, he's still taking reps on the outside, but he's looked to be a little natural in the inside, so giving him the opportunity there is great. Yeah, I think we're not going to see one defensive lineman down like we've seen all year. This is going to be all hands on deck. So rotation with Pierce and Urban, and also bringing Washington as well, it's going to be crucial for us to get this pressure up front.
Going to have a fourth, a fifth lineman possibly for this game with one of Wormley or Tupou activated. I would guess it would probably be Wormley for the second time this week. It'd be his second elevation. And then they allow him to stay balanced with one more elevation for each remaining. At that point, somebody's going to have to be brought up to the 53-man roster. And I think that's kind of what they're dragging their feet off in terms of elevations along that defensive line. I agree. The pass rush for this game and how it develops against Wilson will be very significant. I think there's a few factors in line here, but the Steelers' interior offensive line is not particularly good. James Daniels was their best player probably on the interior. He was hurt. His injury is for the season. It is a huge loss for them. So their current guards are Mason McCormick and Isaac Siamalo, and neither of them is a good pass blocker. So those are guys that you could try and take advantage of. When you look at Frazier, their center, Zach Frazier out of West Virginia, outstanding player from this year's draft. He's having a great rookie season, probably a little bit better than Linderbaum in 22. He's been better as a pass blocker, probably not quite as great as a run blocker. Pass blocking is always the most important of the two. And he's their best interior pass blocker. You mentioned the use of Jones. I think it's really Jones versus those interior defenders to dictate the pace of the Ravens' pass rush, to go in, beat doubles, cross the face of the guard, screw up what Frazier is attempting to do, allow other things to happen from level two, an odd man rush from there, whether it's an off-ball rush, whether it's from Roquan Smith or Trenton Simpson or a stunting player from either end. There are multiple ways to get it done. Matabike will have lots of one-on-one opportunities if Jones is really doing his job. And I think this is a game with Russell Wilson at quarterback where the Ravens don't really fear stunting in the way they have some recently. So that's been something that's been effective when they've stunted, generally speaking, and or has still reduced the number of times they've done it against some quarterbacks, fearing that they'll allow quarterbacks to escape the pocket. Russell Wilson, that used to be a real fear with him as a quarterback. He's had 10 carries for 13 yards this year. He's not the same guy anymore. I think he's a guy you deal with his escapability. You have Trenton Simpson or Roquan ready to run him down and tackle him, but you don't worry too much about stunting and losing pocket integrity in the name of pressure in this particular game. So I think they'll do it versus this interior. I think it has a chance to be very effective. And I don't dislike the outside matchups either, but I think the interior and what Jones does to ignite the fuse, so to speak, will really be the key.
Yep, very true. And like you've mentioned, Pittsburgh offensive line has played pretty well this season. It's one of their strengths. So I look for the Ravens to try and attack that as best as they can, because the other matchups are definitely not as advantageous.
Yeah, Dan Moore having a good year at left tackle. He's going to be a free agent at the end of this year. And I had to talk with Voss about which of those two, Dan Moore, who's 26, or Ronnie Stanley, do you think is going to get a higher AAV in his contract? And Dan Moore is just having his first good year in year four. Ronnie Stanley's just having his first good year coming back, you know, since first half of 2020, really, in terms of what he's done. So who would you say of those two was likely to get the Bucks?
Probably Daniels.
It's Moore, Dan Moore or Stanley. So probably Moore, you're saying. Yeah.
Moore. Yeah, definitely Moore. Cause I mean, Stanley has the injury is definitely diminished Danny's value for sure.
Yeah. Troy Fatano lost for the year for the Steelers. So, their tight end on the other side is Broderick Jones. Another guy who's not a good pass blocker. The more that Travis Jones, gets things gummed up in the middle, forcing the action to the inside, the more that Van Noy from that right chance, they'll have a way to an opportunity to work Broderick Jones on that side, which I think is another big option for the Ravens.
Yep. And moving on to my next matchup, I think the way that we can protect ourselves from getting exposed is the Ravens linebackers and safeties versus the Steelers tight ends. I anticipate to see a lot of play action, whether it be boots or just turn your back play action. They make it an emphasis to get the ball to Freiermuth and Donnell. Both of them are capable. Well, Freiermuth is close to being a Pro Bowler tight end, and Donnell is someone that's coming onto the scene, and he has the size and the shape to be one of those better tight ends, like a Darren Waller type. I think the Ravens have struggled to cover the tight end this year. This game is not going to be any easier task. Roquan, not sure if Kyle is going to be playing this week, but he'd be.
Didn't you know it's possible to get THC shipped right to your door? Mood delivers premium, 100% federally legal THC directly to you. I'm talking about delicious, high-potency gummies, top-shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary, you can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code RAVENS. So head to mood.com/ravens, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RAVENS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson here to talk Wayfair. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. but these days it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
The guy I'd be looking for to shut down some of these tight ends. I'm interested to see what the game plan is if Kyle's not ready to go on how we're ready to attack these tight ends.
He is definitely one of the key pieces of this game because the Ravens defense has to morph a lot to make up for the loss of Kyle Hamilton. They also have to all play better. Yep. But it's going to look very different if the Ravens do not have their usual strong side horizontal defender in there to play. They have a lot of weapons, and they have guys who can come over the middle. Pickens is just an awful matchup for Stevens, who's a guy who likes to play the catch point. When the catch point is that high, it's trouble. When he's a big physical receiver who can turn around and get the ball on the back shoulder, that's a problem as well. But I think you're right in that the middle of the field with Darnell Washington and Pat Freiermuth, and maybe even Connor Haywood seeing a target or two, are going to be guys who can take advantage of that space between level two and level three. The other guy who can do it, coming out of the slot is Calvin Austin. I think. Yep. He's in good shape, but he's got a high yards per target, almost 9 for the year. And on the Steelers, that's a good number. By the way, Pickens, over 10 yards per target right now for the year, 10.1. All right, I'll move on. I think the Ravens have another matchup to fill, and it's really an internal one in trying to maximize what they can get out of Trey White and Nate Wiggins in this game as coverage assets. First of all, Wiggins has played very well this year. The penalties included, he still played pretty well this year. But he's got good quarterback rating against. It's around 70. He's not the one who's allowed a bunch of touchdowns. He's the guy the Ravens need to try and lean on to make bigger plays. I think he'd be a good matchup for Pickens. One of the problems that the Ravens have is that they play fixed sides at cornerback. So if Stevens is going to be on the field, he typically likes to play I won't say he likes to play, although I think that might be true. Right corner and Humphrey or Wiggins, depending on whether it's Humphrey has moved to the slot or not, will play at left corner. That allows the opponent to basically pick the matchup they want. And I think they're going to pretty typically pick that they want Pickens on Stevens. Now, the Ravens can fix that by having a Wiggins, say, travel with Pickens in this game. Or even Humphrey travel with Pickens because Humphrey would give him more trouble. Of course, last year in week four, Humphrey was just back from injury and he gave up the touchdown pass to Pickens that lost the ball game. That was unfortunate. I really think their best chance to make this be different is to try and have Wiggins follow the number one with help over the top. I think that's the best way. It actually simplifies the efforts of the safety as well. If you tell Marcus Williams, look, I want you in this half of the field and I want you focusing on what Pickens is trying to do. I think you have a better chance to get a better game out of Marcus Williams if you're specific about his duties, given what we've seen so far this year. So I think that's half of it. The other part is where are they going to play Tre'Davious White? So Tre'Davious White reportedly is going to play this week and see some time. Is he just going to rotate in? Are we going to move Humphrey to the slot to basically take care of what Hamilton was doing before? Are they going to have Tre'Davious have a mixed role or a rotated role with Nate Wiggins on the other side at left corner, perhaps? Or are they going to rotate as needed and travel the way I've just suggested in terms of trying to get Pickens matched up a little better? Not sure, but I'd certainly like to see it done differently than they have so far. They really need answers outside of that. The Ravens don't really have answers at safety. They say Stevens is not moving there. I think when I hear John Harbaugh talk about that, I think I hear he's not moving there. He's trying to play this position. And then without saying it, he's kind of saying comma for now.
Yeah.
And there's a chance. You get that sense too, that he might still move to safety at some point later this year.
Yes. And I think the key indicator is how Tre'Davious White is deployed in the early part of his tenure. If he's effective on the outside on his own, just doing regular zone coverage, I think the Ravens like the way he probably plays cover two and cover four, just that two high shell look. He knows and how to manipulate the coverage based on formation and personnel. I think that's probably what they liked when they got White. So having that almost not same characteristic, but just having a veteran on the outside opposite of Wiggins or Humphrey, and then trying to get Stevens back there with now a little more experience and range at this level, and the speed is definitely slower than him coming in as a first-year player. So I'm interested to see what they do moving forward. If Marcus Williams has another fall off the table game, I mean, it's almost they have to make that move, because if they don't make it, where they can't go back to Eddie Jackson. I mean, he's been in the right position, but just finishing the plays is the next step for this secondary. So we can't afford to have another experiment this late in the season.
Well, all options suck, frankly, in the secondary for the Ravens, because they all take you away from what you do best. And I'm afraid that the solution they may have to move to is moving Hamilton to free safety. Terrible. And using him on the back end. Rangy guy, great instincts. It just takes him away from the line of scrimmage, where he's a lot less of a benefit to the defense. But, you know, kind of, if it's kind of like you want to replace your 200 hitting leadoff hitter or your 175 hitting cleanup hitter, and you could do either one, but you can't do both with your best defensive player. And he might not even be available this week. that's really bad about the about this whole situation. So they have to make the best out of what they have this week. And they just do not seem to have a lot of options versus this Pittsburgh team.
We'll see. I hope. I'm very optimistic, but if Kyle's not playing, then it's already let's go Lamar. That's how it's going.
It really is looking like they'll need the boat race to win this game, and that's not something they've been able to do effectively versus Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's just too keyed into what the Ravens are trying to do. So we'll see if Derrick Henry makes a difference. And, hopefully Patrick Queen, who's really the biggest tackling weak link on that team, can make a couple mistakes in this one too. All right. Always a pleasure doing the show with you, Frazier. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_Rave8.
All right, folks, end of another long week of pods here. Look for the offense matchup show a little bit later today. Frazier and I are about to record it in about 5 minutes, and hope you'll tune in for that. And otherwise, if you want to do a nice thing for the show, just show it to somebody else. You can like and subscribe. If you're listening on YouTube, you probably already have done that. But show somebody else the show. That'll help a lot. For Frazier Tafar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye. We'll talk to you next week on Matchups.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.